Now, some of you might be aware, I have a keen interest in bees and beekeeping and honey from an academic point of view. And over the last few years, I'm sure you've heard that the bee colonies around the world have been suffering, even here in the UK. And I got to thinking, could we do our bit for the environment? Could we, as blind or partially sighted people, become beekeepers and help reverse the decline? Well, I was very lucky back in the spring to go out and attend some beehives, and I was invited there by beekeeper Ian Craig, and this is how I got on. Thanks very much for inviting me along, Ian.
No bother at all. I'm quite happy to speak to people and tell them something about bees. Really, honeybees that we're talking about, there's about 200 or 300 different species of bees, wasps and allied insects in Britain. But we're looking at honeybees.
Have you been affected by this problem with the bee population dying off?
Not badly, no. I only lost about 5 colonies out of 70. Some people have lost many more. But there's this disease, the Americans call it colony collapse disorder. But in Britain, we're not very sure if we have what is called colony collapse disorder. Last year and the year before in Perthshire, they lost hundreds of colonies with an old disease that they took their eye off the ball. The old disease was called foul brood. There's American foul brood and European foul brood. The European foul brood has appeared from nowhere, probably on imports, and the government at the moment are working very hard to clear it up.
Well, you've got me to put on some protective trousers here. Is there much in the way of protection you have to put on when you're dealing with bees?
Well, it's windy, it's 13 degrees Celsius, and the bees are more or less confined to the hive. When the workers are all out, the young bees are fairly benign, but the workers today are mostly in the hive, so the guards will be waiting, and at this time of year there can be about 50 or 60,000 workers in there, and the workers are female bees that cannot lay eggs. They're undeveloped females. The hive consists of one queen, about, in the winter time, 10,000 workers, in the summer time, maybe up to 50 or 60,000, and possibly about 200 drones or male bees.
I'm looking forward to this new ending, but I'm also slightly apprehensive, but I'm sure you'll keep me right.
Well, the sun's beginning to come out, so I think we should put the veil on and go and see what it's like. This is your baptism of fire.
Right, let's head out. Right, Ian, I'm all dressed up here. Just describe how I look, but, you know, be kind.
Well, you have special trousers and a bee suit, veil and gloves. And I don't know whether you're apprehensive or not.
I feel safer now that I've got this on, but I suppose there's always the fear that you're going to panic.
Yeah, well, you've got running shoes as well, so you're all right.
What makes bees angry, apart from the wind?
Well, they guard their hive, but the guards will attack if they think that the hive is going to be attacked. And this is the problem, but we can try to deal with that. I'll tell you a little bit more when you actually go to the hives.
There's a bee there, it's loose. They seem to come to meet you. Is that a bee or is that?
It'll be in that. They're just over the wall.
So all right, let's go and
it'll be over to see what we're doing.
All right, well, let's go and see the hives.
Maybe can smell things in the car. They have a very, very good sense of smell. Right.
We're walking along here towards the hives. You can probably hear the wind, and it's quite a breezy day. I'm dressed up like a spaceman here, so we'll go and see what the hives have got.
Before we open the hive, I'm adjusting my veil and gloves, and I have lit the smoker. We have a smoker with which we puff smoke into the hive, and this calms the bees. So before I go in, we puff smoke into the entrance and wait for a couple of minutes until they gorge themselves before we start to look in the hive.
Okay.
This is the normal hive I was telling you about. It's got a floorboard, a brood chamber, and in the summer season it'll have a queen excluder and a honey crate and what we call a crown board, which goes above the crate, and that keeps the bees in, and then the lid goes on top of that.
So how many bees are in this large one? It sits about three feet tall?
That large one will probably have about 50 or 55,000 in it.
Wow.
So it'll have about 50-odd thousand workers.
And most of them could sting?
Yes.
Right, okay.
This one didn't do so well over the winter. And
just lifting the various layers off there. Few bees flying about now.
So I've already smoked the entrance and I'm now using the hive tool, which is a chisel-like object, to release the crown board. The bees collect propolis from the trees and the stick down parts.
Wow.
So there we have.
And these are the worker bees?
These are workers, mainly workers.
So they're crawling about on on the tops of like cells that you slot down into the box.
I don't know whether you can hear them. And all I want to do is to find out if the queen is laying. So these outside frames, the first frame I've taken out contains mainly sealed stores from last year, in fact.
Of food for them?
Yes, it's sealed honey. And they had that over the winter.
You're puffing some smoke on them, making them a bit...
That pushes them back.
Wow. There's so many. Bees just upon bees here, crawling.
I don't know whether you can see this, but in there are little eggs. You see the eggs in the bottom of these cells?
I can see the cells. I can't quite see...
There's an egg in the bottom of that.
I think I can just see it. Yeah.
A little white thing. That's the egg.
So normally you would keep these shut up for long periods of time?
I check them every week just
every
now.
Every week?
And in the winter time you don't need to check them very much.
And what happens, can they get in and out of the hive without you opening it up like this?
Oh yes, they're out and in all the time.
Ah, right.
Now, what you see in the middle there are either empty cells or more likely they have eggs in them. Now these have eggs in them. And then there's sealed brood. This is worker brood that's round here. There's the queen, look. I have her marked with a yellow spot. There she is, see her?
Yeah, she's not very big.
Well, she's bigger than the workers.
Let me see. I don't know what I was expecting, but yeah.
I mean, her abdomen is twice the length of a worker's abdomen.
I see that now, yeah.
And they're both female.
I didn't realise that the queen stayed in amongst all the workers
as well. Oh, yes, she's in there laying eggs.
And there's one queen in each hive?
Yes. She's an egg-laying machine, that's all she does. But this has been a very poor spring for bees. It was too dry early on, and the whole month of May has been desperately cold and windy.
And you say this makes them a bit grumpy or a bit agitated?
Well, they're all in the hives, so you've got to deal with them all.
Yeah.
Whereas if maybe about 20 or 30,000 workers are out in the fields, then you don't need to worry about them. They're out of the way.
They're certainly quite active now, flying and buzzing all around about us.
But these are not bad.
Yeah. I would say that though.
The temperature today is about 13 degrees C and they're not bad. At the front of the hive, you can see the bees have at the moment white pollen on their legs. About half the size of a piece of barley, and that's pollen, and that is bee bread. They can't make young bees without pollen. So these are pollen carriers going in. So there are nectar carriers, pollen carriers, water carriers, and propolis carriers. At the moment, I don't know, you can't tell which is which, but you always know the pollen ones because the pollen comes in on baskets on the bees' rear legs. Now, I'm going to take the honey crates off in one lift at the moment, and we'll look in them later. Okay. So that's me. I've taken the honey crates off and I've now exposed the queen excluder and the bees are coming up through it. And I'm going to cover them at the moment. And then I'm going to split the two brood chambers open to look in to see if there's any queen cells.
Right, so we've covered it with a, well, it looks like cloth. Is it canvas? Or?
It is.
And that's keeping them in. You're splitting the two main chambers now.
And then I'm smoking the bees away from the split and I lift it up and look in.
Sorry, bees, it's not me, it was him.
Now, the way bees multiply are to, is, say, half the workers and the queen and some drones leave and form a new colony. And that's what we think of as increase. One or two bees we don't look on as increase. It's the swarm that we think of as increase. So what they do is half the bees go away and form a new colony. So instead of one colony, that's two. And that's what the beekeeper thinks of as an increase.
A lot of bees flying about here now.
So what I'm going to do at the moment, since it's not good weather, is just to take any cells out. But by next week, they'll be back again. So what I'll do is I'll artificially swarm them. I'm not going to risk letting the bees swarm because I lose half my colony. And it's the workers that go and it's the workers that make the honey. So if I lose the workers, then I would get no honey from this colony.
I think I noticed these look so different to the ones that you see flying about in the garden.
Ah, they're wild bees that you see in the
garden. So that's totally different.
There's a male bee, there's a drone, you see it?
Yeah.
See, it's bigger than the others, see him? See him?
Yeah. And do they only
There's
live
another
for
one.
Do they only live for a small part of the year then?
Oh, the bees chuck these out in the autumn.
No need for them in?
Drones don't are not required to mate any queens beyond the autumn, so the bees throw them out. It saves feeding them. So it's a good job the human race are not like the bee. There's the queens here.
Yeah, I'm. Do you know, I'm getting distracted. I've got bees crawling across my my visor here. And
yeah.
This absolutely. I don't know how to describe this. Just, I don't know how many. There's a few hundred bees here, all crawling and working over these hexagonal cells, and in amongst there you've got the drones, and the queen. That's incredible. All just busily making honey, are they?
I wish. They're not doing much today. It's too cold and windy, and the
and basically now you just put the hive back together again and
yes.
Leave them to go about their business.
So there we are.
Ian's just putting the hive back together again.
And we'll look and see if it's got any honey. Don't stand in front of them because they're trying to get in and out the entrance.
Sorry, bees.
And you.
What causes them to sting, just as a matter of interest?
That's their defence mechanism.
So just being here could be enough to annoy them?
Well, I'm in the hive.
Yeah.
See, that's honey. That's full of honey, you see it?
And then you...
But it's not sealed. They'll seal it over with cappings. And once it's capped, it's ripe. They can tell if it's got too much water in it. And they drive off the moisture.
And then you take the honey then when...
And I get the honey.
Alrighty, well, I'll let Ian put these together, and I'm trying to remain very brave here and not run, because once I start running, I'll probably won't stop. And we'll head back to the car. Well, Ian, we're back in the car. I'm keeping on my protective stuff, and so are you, because the bees have followed us back, some of them. There's one there. Thank you very much. A tremendous experience getting close to a beehive. And if somebody wanted to keep bees, is there much involved in the actual upkeep of them, keeping the well-being of them?
Not really. The biggest problem is cost to begin with. The bees themselves, if you're buying them commercially, may cost you £150 for the colony. and it would cost you at least £100 for protective clothing and maybe another £50 or £60 to buy the hive and its contents. But then once you've got these, then it's self-perpetuating. And if you're lucky, you could get maybe about £100 of honey in a good year.
And obviously, if you've got certain visual problems, then you would find your way of separating things and doing things. But there'd be ways of doing it, wouldn't there?
Yes, but the biggest problem, if you're visually impaired, would be seeing the little eggs. So even if you are visually impaired and you can't see eggs, if you have sight at all, you should be able to see the white curled grub in the cells. And you should definitely be able to see the sealed cells. And that would be fine.
Well, Ian, I've certainly enjoyed my day, and I don't know if you could tell, I was mildly terrified.
No, I didn't notice.
I think I'll have to go and get a cup of tea now, but thank you very much for taking me around to show me some of your hives.
Okay, a pleasure.
And if you'd like to find out more about beekeeping and what's going on in the world of bees, just log on to www.bbka.org.uk.